In light of Meekin's Global Convention that we got to experience, it was not something you attend. It was not something, you know, we paid the money to register, but then we got to attend it. We got to experience it. We got to be part of it. And I spoke with Mary Poppins a couple days ago. Most of you know her as Dr. Mary Van Hoy. She's a platinum in Meekin, has been a part of Meekin for a long, long time. And she said, Vance, I was so excited about that convention. And I said, why? She said, oh, I can do this, and it's only $10. It's only $10 to register to attend. She said, I registered. I had my ticket in hand. I thought, this is awesome. And she said, the only problem was I wrote the wrong date on my calendar. And I said, so you missed it? And she said, I missed it. She said, I thought it was the following week. And I'm not making fun of her at all. If she were on the line right now, she'd say, yep, I missed it. And she said, what was it like? What was it like? And I said, well, I have one word for you. Describe the entire 2 days. And this is my question for all of us. Could you boil it down to one word or to one Polaroid snapshot? Polaroid cameras are coming back in. But can we boil it down to one experience that literally a word, something somebody said, you know, quoting any one of the speakers, whether it was Dave Balzer or Dr., you know, Walter Kim or Luis or the guest speakers or Ruben or, oh my goodness, the recognition, all that. Can we boil it down like I did for Mary Poppins the other night? And I said, one word. And she said, what word? And I could tell she had paused for a second to either write it down or, you know, kind of get a visual on it. I said, one word. I said, are you ready? And she said, yep. I said, purpose fueled. And she said, Vance, that's not a word. I said, I know, but it's my word. When we can fuel our purpose, this is Vance's takeaway, and I'm opening up Pandora's box for all of us. Can you boil it down to a word? But when we can, and I have had conversations with complete strangers just like yesterday, and it was so amazing just simply making that decision, making that choice. This is not a rah-rah session. This is not a rah-rah call. But in light of what has taken place this week, globally, I mean, I listen to NPR every single day. Why? So I kind of know what's going on in the world that people may talk about. I don't pay attention to local news because I just don't care. What I do choose to allow into my mindset is what's going on. And then simply make that decision. How does this fuel my purpose or not fuel my purpose? The purpose of my life is, I know what my purpose is. I've known what it was since I wrote it down January 1st, 1994. And I had this conversation. I've had it multiple times with people, complete strangers or friends. When you know what your purpose is, then you are fueled to continue doing that. So that's Vance's takeaway. And how have I applied that? How have I implemented it in the last 2 weeks? I can tell you I implemented it more this week when stuff goes south, okay? And I could share several illustrations with you. I mean, we get to choose. And it's more than having an I can attitude. It's allowing the humans being more principles deep within our spirit. Deep down inside, to reach deep, just like a firefighter grabs their bunker gear, as they call it on the East Coast, your turnouts, you grab them and you pull them up and you throw the suspenders on and you can do it in a matter of seconds. Just like doing that, just like what I said, you know, my dear friend Gisela Stevens says, it's time to put on our big girl pants and go for it. What did you experience at the Meekin Global Convention, and how has it impacted your life? Star 6, on your phone line. And please, I'm begging you. Let's keep it on topic if we can. I know we can.
Hey, Vance, it's Pat.
Good morning, Pat Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. How did the convention impact your life?
You know, I think the most powerful thing for me was Siri Landley's story. And I have shared it with others. And some folks who've had a really difficult time are using her mantra of survive and thrive. I think that's made a big difference.
And can you look back, Pat, in the last 2 weeks with that mantra of survive and thrive and give us one example of how you've applied that?
Yes. I'm dealing with a health issue, and I live in the sand dunes in Indiana, and we have hills. And so as I go up the hill, I'm thinking, but I keep using that, and I say, you know what, I'm going to make it. And so I do every day.
Every day. And mm-hmm. I just as I've got in my mind's eye of you, me in the Bay of Monterey. No, that wasn't it. It was you and Mary Poppins and myself walking in the cold of Salt Lake City to a Mexican restaurant.
That's right.
And, you know, that's what I'm thinking of Pat Kelly, the survive and thrive. So whether it's the sand dunes, the hills of, you know, Indiana where you're at, and the mm-hmm. northern part of Indiana, or wherever, we can. That's really, really good. Survive and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pat. That's
you're
awesome.
You're welcome.
Because,
have
you know, that's one of those, thank you. That's one of those things, folks, that can't be taken away from Pat. Survive and thrive. It's just, it literally, when we speak those words into existence, it's empowering. I mean, I get a big smile on my face when I think about that. Survive and thrive.
Indeed. I'm 81 now and I keep using it.
That's awesome. Thanks, Pat.
Fair enough. Bye-bye. Vance?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Elaine, just south of Salt Lake City. And
well, it's much warmer in the south of Salt Lake.
Oh,
right?
There you go.
What did the convention do for you, Elaine?
The convention was amazing. It made me so proud and happy. One of the things, I wasn't going to say this, but we've heard Luis before. He's a fabulous teacher. He's a fabulous trainer, and he got all of these other people, he and the committee, got all of these other people, and he just said a little word to begin and a little word to end, and then he let everyone else take it, and I thought that was incredibly humble.
Yeah, and you and I were part, and again, I'm going to key back into Salt Lake because that's home to you. You and I got right. to see Luis at a Humans Being More event a couple yeah. years ago. Do
oh,
all
my
the
word.
Stuff that, yeah. You talk. I mean, that's, again, we're talking about the Nikan Global Convention, but I like how you said, you know, we know he's a great empowering presenter and speaker. And
well,
those of
one
us,
of the things
go ahead.
That one of the things that he did, and he was just put in as the new president. And he wanted to experience the, you know, where the rubber meets the road. And so he, at this Humans Being More, he was the helper in the back of the room, handing you out glue sticks, giving you scissors. Oh, let's find some from you. Do you need another magazine to cut out for your life cycle plan? He was the one who was observing and helping. That was incredible. And I have not seen very many other presidents of a large organization do that. He also, I am told, I wasn't there to see it, but I am told that he also went on the phone lines so he could actually talk to people and see the kinds of things that they phone in with. Again, you know, really, really, he's a real servant leader. I admire that so much about him.
Yep.
And the thing that I was going to say, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the thing that I was going to say, following up on Pat, there were other speakers besides Siri, but she was the one who impacted me the most. And I'm not, my brain doesn't remember one-liners, so I don't even remember the Thrive and Survive. But what I remembered was when she made this commitment and she worked for 6 years and she got to the Olympic trials and she said, and I came in dead last. And for many other people, that would be a sign of failure. Oh my gosh, I came in 30th. Oh my word, you know, I'm never going to get there. Those kind of things. And she had a moment where she thought that and she quickly got rid of that and went on to, do you know what? 6 years ago, I didn't even know how to swim. I, Siri Lindley, I went to the Olympic trials. You know, she chose to, in her case, look at the class about three quarters full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, we can always do that. It's our choice. It's our choice. Is the glass half full or half empty? No, it's always 100% full of something. But how do we look at it? And that's that dogged determination is what I like to call it. It's like regroup, and move forward. So,
regroup.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Carol Cosby from Richmond, Virginia.
Carol, answer that question. How? Because I know you and I spoke. and I said, Carol, how did this convention, and you did the typical, and I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying, because all of us are guilty of this. We go, oh, it was so good because da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In thinking about it, because you're the one that gave me the inspiration to ask this question. How and what? How have you implemented that how? What was the most impactful and what have you done with it?
Well, first of all the speakers were phenomenal. And as the previous people have spoken, Siri Lindley inspired me the most. I liked one of her sayings, change the channel to gratitude to grateful. And I kind of altered what she said. I'm changing the channel because I work Meekin part-time. I have a full-time job, so I work Meekin part-time. And since the pandemic, it's been difficult to really meet people because usually when I'm working, I'm talking to people in the office, in the hallways, at the break room, so forth and so on. And so working remotely, you know, on the phone and Big Brother's listening and you know what? Big Brother to know what you actually are doing, so it's kind of difficult. So I decided to change the channel, and I joined or asked to be joined in a couple of organizations in the state just to see if, you know, I can meet additional people. Now, I'm still going to drip on the people that I have been, family, friends, associates. But I'm changing my channel to do something different. One of a series of the sayings was where attention goes, energy goes. So I'm trying to gear my attention someplace else and make it work for me in that regard. So it hasn't come to fruition yet. I'm still waiting for, you know, acceptance and things of that nature, but, I'm confident that they will accept me, and I'll be able to at least get additional people. You know, I can go to the store and run into someone and start talking to them, but it's a little bit more difficult now with the pandemic, but I'm not going to let that stop me.
I love your perspective on that, Carol, because where attention goes, energy goes. And that's true in anything. You know, if we're focusing on simple tasks like tying our shoes or brushing our teeth, well, we gotta focus on that. You know, you do need to put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, and you have to, you actually have to put it up to your mouth. It doesn't do it automatically. We teach kids this. Hey, make sure you take some extra time to brush in the back, because you ate quite a bit more sugar today, and you know, it's simple things. We as adults shouldn't have to think about that because we do it naturally. But again, it's true. Where attention goes, energy goes, and that's beautiful. And I love the fact that you're addressing the point too, is that, you know, Niken, for a lot of folks, it's a part-time gig. And we would love it to be full-time if it can be that. However, how do we do
how
it?
Do
well,
we
then,
do
it
open.
Put some energy there.
Put some energy there.
So. Thank you, Carol.
Well,
thank you.
Appreciate it. It's funny. And I hope that's anybody else. You start with sounding funny.
Exactly. And if we didn't have enough of
Van,
now we get a reverb back, and I don't know why. So. I get to hang up and dial back in. So while I'm doing that, who wants to share next?
Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
Can you hear that reverb?
Yes.
I'm not sure where that echo is.
Okay. So, Julie, share with us your convention experience.
So, I love the whole convention, but was because I really like the three thieves and the three heroes, and that we have a choice. So we want to avoid those three thieves, and we want to make sure we pay attention to our three heroes. So the three thieves, no blame, no complaining, no focus on the problem. Too much focus on the problem. We need to focus on the solution instead. So those are the three thieves that steal from us. And so our three heroes, and I always said, if it's to be, it's up to me. But her three heroes were self-motivation, self-management, and self-confidence. Because if we think we can, we can. So that's my favorite part.
And Julie, looking back over the last 2 weeks for you and Ron, and you've been to these before, but looking back over the last 2 weeks, how have those three thieves and three heroes, how have those three heroes manifested into becoming more powerful for you and Ron's life? Or I should say specifically for yours.
Well, you're concentrate when you're thinking more of not paying attention to the problem, like, you know, right now Niken has a huge problem and it's like we just have to work past it. So with a new customer, I've got the order, I've got all her info, I've got her credit card, so as soon as the computers are up, then I can put her order in. So I said, I'm sorry, we can't do it right now. I will get it done for you as soon as I can. So that's how I took care of her. And another new friends that I've recently met, and I know one of them's going to become a partner, and I just told her that, you know, we will get her signed up as soon as we can. So you just have to keep moving forward. And those are two choices that I made to just avoid the problem and to focus on what my solution is, taking orders and having them ready for when the system's up and having people lined up to sign up as new partners when the system's up. So
you know that
forward.
That, Julie, that kind of, it's not optimism, but that kind of perspective, that kind of attitude is, okay, we shift. Every athlete does that. every successful person in the world, they do that. They just simply regroup and keep shifting. You know, shift happens. That was the title of a book a few years ago. And that's where we're at today. And if we haven't learned anything in the last year and a half, I have a fortune and it's in my wallet. I don't have my wallet on me right now, but it talks about adaptation. And that's what I hear you saying, that, you know.
It's all a choice. What,
yeah.
When plan A fails, you change plan to plan B. And I tell people my middle name is Flexible.
Yeah, no, I shared this with several people this week. I said, oh, no, I'm going to be doing Saturday AM Live from either one of two places, either the laundry room of my parents' beach house in Southern Oregon or in the vehicle that we drive down there. Well, guess what? I'm in neither one of those places because my plans got totally altered and changed yesterday because of one phone call. It's like, it's okay. I really wanted to be at the beach, but now I get to be home. I mean, how great is that? So, but Julie, I think one of the biggest things I hear you saying is we get to adapt, we get to shift. And when, her name just left me, the guest speaker who presented those simple concepts.
That was Yvonne.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I loved most about her? You know what I love most about her, and I've shared this with so many people, and it's been empowering to them, is she never allowed her handicap to hinder her life. She never even talked about it. And we got to see partway through her presentation that she's missing an arm. She's missing a leg. Wow. Amazing. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
I think I figured out where the reverberation is. Somebody's hit star six, or they're recording this on a device, and so it's just going to keep doing that. So if you hit star six, please share.
Vance.
And, or if you're on a speakerphone, get it off speakerphone. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Laurie Jones. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Laurie. You shared last week. Go ahead. What in accent, again, with that same premise, what did you experience? How have you applied it in the last 2 weeks? And where do you see it going from here?
Siri said something that impacted me immediately, and I began weeping. She said that the rejection from her dad was considered in her eyes as a gift. And so I applied that directly into my life. And she actually put into words what I've been feeling and thinking and meditating about and praying about for decades. And in the last 2 weeks, I've looked at any kind of rejection, any kind of that situation, and thought, no, wait a minute, let's look at this positively. You know, this is a gift. This is a gift to me. Now let me look at it that way. And it's pretty amazing when, instead of judging the situation and judging the person, maybe if it's in business, you say, wow, they're going to miss out. They're going to miss out on Niken, or they're going to miss out on joining my company or whatever, and think of it as a gift, and say, okay, they're doing exactly what they feel led to do, and I'm doing exactly what I feel led to do. There must be someone else that I need to impact. And so that's what I've been doing, not only in my business, but where I work at school and in my relationships. And it's radically changed the way I do business and the way I love and care for myself and for others.
You know, Laurie, and that's the key right there. Love and care for ourselves and then for others. Because that's the golden rule. That's the second greatest commandment biblically. Shakespeare said it, you know, to thine own self be true. We got to take care of ourselves, and then, but that's Niken's, humans being more, that's our motto. discover it, live it, share it. First, we have to do it. We got to take care of ourselves, and it's not a selfish thing. Not self-care is not selfish. It's like, hey, you know, and you know this. You know it as one who trains rescue swimmers in the summer months, and you know it as a, you know, provider of products, food services at the school where you're employed. And you've gone full circle, and I reference you and Andy and and so many others in Niken, because you first had to take care of yourself and then others. And that's, you know, it's what I find fascinating about all of us who have spoken up is that there's this one common denominator keeps, it's the empowerment, the fueling. Not one of us have said that my life was changed because I learned more about hydrogen water. Not one of us. I mean, it's because we were, our lives were impacted. Something resonated that went back to the humans being more that fighting spirit. We got time for a few more here. Please, thank you, Lori. Let's keep the ball rolling here. Are there any men that want to speak up? I mean, I could call you out. I want to start with the Alex Trebek, you know, the Jeopardy little jingle, but I'm resisting the temptation to do that. Star 6 on your phone line.
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie in Phoenix. I could make my voice deeper if you want me to.
It's okay. You could grab Ricky and say, "Hey, Ricky, share this."
I know.
You talk. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeannie.
He's not with me right now, so whatever. But my takeaway was from Yvonne De La Flor and the three things, the three heroes that Julie had mentioned, and one in specific, which I wrote in my notes, it's about the self-management. It says, be your own personal chef. So being that we sell kitchen gadgets forever and ever and we do like to cook, I was like, okay, that just really resonated to me. And so I reached out to a new friend in our neighborhood who loves to cook also, and she was not able to make it to the convention. She had some work stuff come up. And so I texted her and I said, hey, here's one of my takeaways from the convention, and it's be your own personal chef. And she came back and she goes, man, I really needed to hear that. I said something else about, you know, that we need to be responsible for everything in our lives, basically, you know. So, and she goes, I totally relate to that, Jeannie, because, you know, I like to cook too. So that was really fun. But and then I actually went over to a friend's house to teach her how to use her Instant Pot this week. So, because she moved her sister in with her, who is going to be 90, and she wants to make sure that she is eating properly. And so we made a chicken in the Instant Pot. You know, I mean, just things like that. But just being the own director of your life, and of course, you know, the Lord is always in there for me too, letting him lead me. But that really related to me. I need to be responsible for what is my purpose in life? And I've re-looked at that too and realized that from the very beginning of humans being more is to bring joy into every situation in life that I'm encountered with. And I love doing that. So anyway, that's a part of it.
You know, Jeannie, and, you know, one of the beautiful things that what I hear you sharing is, and I had this experience yesterday, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but I made a new friend who was referred to me, and the more we started visiting about all the different things she needed on her turn of this almost 100-year-old home, and I was geeking out on the architecture and the way they did all this stuff. And I'm like, man, you don't ever see this out here in our community. And she's like, oh, no, I know. And I said, you know. And I was giving her suggestions. And she said, well, what about this and what about that? And then she started talking about her arthritis. And I said, well, you know, you could do this. And she's like, oh, magnets? You got those too? I said, well, I do. And she referenced a friend of hers from a long time ago. And I said, I wonder if she knows this person. And she looked at me, and one of the comments she said was simply this. Vance, is there anything that you can't help me with? And I said, well, I don't know. But, you know, you keep asking me questions, so I'm going to keep saying, well, this is what I do. And when I got to the point of sharing, you know, my elevator conversation, it's not an elevator pitch or a speech, but I took it from a totally different angle because we were talking about so many different things. But the look on her face when I described what I went through in my early 20s prior to Niken, you know, the physical issues I was dealing with, she winced in pain on her face. And I said, but I don't deal with that anymore. And it was like, as you said, be your own personal chef. I was catering to what her needs were, and I get to follow up with that today via one phone call because I gathered all of her information. Hey, do you text? Do you email? What do you prefer? Oh, I love to text. And she asked me a question about a particular product that she said, I'm struggling with my memory, and I couldn't remember that. She texted me, and rather than tell her, I just took a picture of the product. Again, totally unrelated to Niken. But I thought, that's what it means to be your own personal chef. When we enjoy something and we share it with others with no, and this was, again, an overwhelming theme of Papa, Jeannie, remind me how to pronounce his name, Papa Jaime?
Papa Jaime, yes.
Yeah. It was, even though it was in a different, you know, it was in Spanish, I got the message loud and clear. Don't worry about the compensation. That'll come. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Seek to provide answers and solutions for other people. Find out their greatest area of need and go right there. And don't worry about that other stuff because it'll come. Mm-hmm. And it always does. It always does. And I see that over and over, and I'm sensing that in the whole world of Nikendom on WhatsApp, on Facebook, and you know, the emails I'm getting. There's a few morons out there. I get that. Okay, Jim Rohn brainwashed me years ago. And they do move around a little bit.
Too.
But being your own personal chef allows me to say, hey, you know, I trust Addie's cooking as an 11-year-old, but it's rather, I still eat it with great appreciation like I did last night. I'm like, this is good. This is interesting. Yeah. And you could tell she was, are you sure, Daddy? I'm like, no, it's fantastic. Not typically what I would eat for dinner, but it's, you know. So great concept. And that goes back again to humans being more self-care, discover it, live it, share it. So thank you, Jeannie. Are there any men out there that want to step up? Gary, Ron, I know you're on the line. I'm leaning
Ron,
forward with the second. Go ahead.
Ron,
go ahead.
Ron is getting ready to leave the house. Yes. He has duties to do today. So
no worries. So Renee, why don't you wrap it up for us? Talk about your experience because you got to experience it with Ron.
Uh-huh.
And
one of the
you've been to these before.
One of the things we discussed back and forth, a phrase that Luis said that I've never heard him say before, but that Niken is a business possibility. And that phrase right there, you know, we always hear business opportunities or whatever. But a possibility means that it's something that you have to put into action in order to make it happen. That's when the possibility happens. So, and it sustained me, that same thought through it. And this past week has been a very interesting week in health challenges for me. But just being laid low, quiet, and everything, I still keep thinking about business possibility and how I can present that to individuals that I'm talking to. You know, what kind of possibilities do you have in your life? What would you like to do with them?
They're all out there, aren't they, Renee?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, all these opportunities, all these business opportunities, these business possibilities, sometimes maybe they're dressed up as overalls. And it's okay. It really is. It's what we choose. And again, I sometimes get to apologize to people because I can come across as too strong. But when you're brainwashed, and again, that's a good thing. When you're washing the good stuff over your brain over and over and over, as we say in the I Can Attitude course, repetition is key. We do the same good things over and over and over and over and over. Those business possibilities, they do will happen. And you've seen that, Renee, in you and Ron's Nikan business. And you know, regardless of the results, fast, slow, indifferent, it doesn't matter. But they're out there. And I really appreciate that you gleaned that from Luis, because that's an amazing takeaway. So, on that note, folks, I want to remind everybody again, if you missed it or you want to go back, they will be available soon enough. Just like everything else, Google is number one as far as the internet. Number two is YouTube. Okay, if you don't believe me, Google it. Okay, you can look up that factoid. But once all of these sessions are available on YouTube, they're so much fun and easy to share, especially as the majority of us have referred back to something that was said by one of the presenters or as most of us were most impacted by Suri. And I shared her story the other day with my sister-in-law, and you could, the look on her face was, wow. Wow. And it's like, that's what I can do and say, hey, when you have a few moments, remember that conversation? I think you'd enjoy this. And just text it to him, email it to him. Say, this is what Nikan's all about. Yes, and matter of fact, yeah, that necklace that she's wearing, that's one of ours. You know, that's how we can use experiences like this, because it doesn't end, it doesn't stop. They continue on and on and on. So we have that available. We will have it available. I'm speaking from a positive perspective. So I want to encourage everybody, utilize it. Go for it. And don't let it be a past experience, and allow it to empower us to really, really run with where we know our purpose should be, especially with what's going on right now in the world today. And by golly, if you haven't read Nikan's blog that was emailed to us this week, I've shared that with so many people, and even Addie, our 11-year-old. Daddy, she literally left the family room when I started reading it out loud, because she wants to sleep with her light on. She wants to sleep with the radio on. She wants to sleep. I said, you're not sleeping, Goose. So utilize these things that Nikan has given to us, because it's not only going to be a great month, it's going to be a great life when we tap into that. And so thank you, everybody who shared. I got so many names, and I don't want to miss any of them, so I'm not going to share them all, because I should have wrote them down, and I didn't. But make it a great weekend. Make it a great month. Utilize, tap into what we learn. May it never be said of a Nikan event like this global convention that it was a once and done, because the message, the spirit behind it, is going to continue to empower us to live our not only our best life now, but also to live out and fulfill our purpose. So that's all I got.
Okay.
So thanks again. Oh, one other thing. I want to remind everybody that if you miss these things live, especially Saturday AM live, it'll get posted eventually. SaturdayAMLive.com. But there was another voice that just spoke up there. Go ahead.
That was me, Vance. Good morning.
Good morning.
My brother from Oregon. Oh, I just like to say
yes. Linda from Lakewood.
Yes.
I know we got to talk.
Oh, yes.
You want to be the final contributor to that question?
I will.
What did you glean? How do you apply it?
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had my notebook with me. I think what I really did, and I guess it's really the underpinning of all of our wonderful meetings, is that we have such a wonderful gift of being in this wonderful family and community called Meekin and the Wellness Home. And just that wherever we go and however we get the message, that we all have the same message. We're just distributing it in our own special way. But we really have a special gift to the world. And it's even more rare and precious now in light of what we've been through these last year and a half, almost 2 years. And we just need to go out and share it. However way that it means the most to us for that time and space that you're sharing with people, but just share this wonderful gift of financial freedom and health freedom. And we also have an opportunity to share our faith for those that have a faith life. And it's just a wonderful, kind of like it's a hidden gift that's been out there. It's hiding in plain sight. And we're the ambassadors to go out and share it. So I that's just the message over everything that we've been exposed to, especially in this last year, now that we're going into 2022. I just have a newness of life about what we have and the endless possibilities as we've been sharing. So I love sharing that. And I also want to share being raised in a military family to acknowledge all of our veterans. This is Veterans Day coming up on Thursday. So happy Veterans Day to all those families and all our courageous soldiers that are in active duty, retirement, who have passed away. And also don't forget that we get to get an extra hour sleep in a few hours. So we do fall back. Yeah. So that's it. So I'm just tying it all up in a nice bow. There you go.
You know, and Linda, since you brought it up when you and I spoke a few weeks ago, I'm still quoting and referencing that conversation that you and I got to enjoy.
Me too.
And I want to remind everybody again and get it on the recording here that January 6, 2022 is when the next I Can Attitude course will launch. And Linda, I know you've already anteed up and you said, yep, Vance, by then I'll be able to take it, not to audit it. Every Thursday night we do the facilitation of it. And this group that we have right now is so much fun. It's the same number as you dialed in for Saturday AM Live. But here's my point. We have been working behind the scenes, even going back and looking from 5 years ago, the history of not only the I Can attitude, but the humans being more and what's going into that. So if you've never done it or you've done it before and you're like, you know, maybe I should start 2022, the next year, with that. Go ahead and make that decision now. That's what you're seeing on Facebook. You're seeing it on WhatsApp. You're seeing it in all the Meekin correspondence with Mike DiMuccio saying, you got to make the decision. And that's what, to me, that's what a global event like what we experience is. People that are successful in life, they've made a decision with something. It doesn't have to be all five pillars, but they've made a decision in one area and say, you know, I'm going to change this. So just kind of keep that in mind. I know it's a ways out, but keep it in mind. Because you just never know. It is a gift, like what you said, Linda, and we get to share it with other people. And let's not waste it. And if you, again, that's that's what it's all about. So thank you again to everybody.
So have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.